A wedding officiant practice becomes trustworthy when it has healthy rhythms. A rhythm is a repeated pattern that helps ministry happen with calmness, clarity, and care. Without rhythm, every wedding can feel like a brand new emergency. The officiant may forget important questions. The bride and groom may feel uncertain. Families may receive mixed messages. Civil responsibilities may be delayed or overlooked. But with a clear rhythm, the practice becomes steady. The bride and groom know what comes next. The officiant knows what to prepare. The ceremony becomes more peaceful because the process leading up to it has been organized. A healthy wedding officiant rhythm usually includes 5 major movements. First, the inquiry. This is the first contact from the bride, groom, family member, church, venue, or referral source. The officiant should gather basic information: names, wedding date, location, contact information, ceremony expectations, and whether the couple is seeking a Christian ceremony. This is also the moment to clarify that civil marriage requirements must be verified where the wedding will occur. The officiant should not give legal advice, but should remind the couple to confirm license requirements with the proper civil office. Second, the initial conversation. This conversation helps the officiant discern whether the request fits the practice. The officiant listens for the couple's story, expectations, spiritual openness, family dynamics, and ceremony hopes. This is not an interrogation. It is pastoral listening. The bride and groom are not simply clients. They are embodied souls preparing for covenant life. They may be excited, anxious, overwhelmed, wounded, hopeful, or unsure. The officiant should bring calm presence and clear guidance. Third, the preparation process. This may include 1 or more meetings. The officiant discusses the meaning of Christian marriage, the ceremony order, scripture, vows, prayer, music coordination if needed, family participation, and practical details. This is also where boundaries matter. If the couple needs deeper help than the officiant can provide, the officiant should recommend a pastor, counselor, mentor, attorney, or qualified helper. Fourth, the rehearsal and ceremony. The rehearsal should help everyone understand the basic flow: processional, placement, cues, vows, rings, prayer, pronouncement, kiss, recessional, and license logistics if appropriate. The ceremony itself should be dignified, biblical, warm, and clear. The officiant is not there to entertain. The officiant is there to guide a holy covenant moment with confidence and humility. Fifth, follow-up. After the wedding, the officiant should complete any civil responsibilities required in that location. The officiant should also consider a simple follow-up note or message to the bride and groom. This may include a blessing, encouragement, or invitation to continue growing through a Christian marriage resource, such as Christian Marriage Growth through Christian Leaders Institute. A wedding officiant practice without rhythm can become chaotic. A practice with rhythm becomes peaceful, repeatable, and trustworthy. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that systems shape care. A system does not replace the Spirit. A system helps the minister remain available, attentive, and faithful. Good structure gives love a pathway, so build a rhythm. Inquiry, conversation, preparation, rehearsal, ceremony, civil completion, follow-up. When these steps are clear, the officiant can serve the bride and groom with greater confidence, better boundaries, and deeper peace.